We're up to the Gemara, Daf Hey Omer Aleph. Two lines from the bottom. We'll just chazer atzad again what we just learned. The Gemara said previously that just like if you have a koira that's lamala michof, you have to be memayetit, and the way to be memayetit is by elevating the ground below it. And it was a machlokes, Abaya and Rav Yosef, how much into the mavad you have to elevate the ground. Rav Yosef said, one tefach, Abaye said four tefachim, and the Gemara gave four reasons in the Yisrael Machlokes. Then the Gemara said, let's say the Kaira is below 10 tefachim, which is the minimal shear of a Shem Mavui. So if it is also Machlokes, Abaye and Rav Yosef, a different Machlokes, we have to create a Mavui. So Rav Yosef says, you have to dig into the ground to make it an elevated 10 tefachim height. You have to go four tefachim into the Mavui. By digging four tefachim into the Mavui, so now the Kaira is elevated 10 tefachim. And Abaye said, you have to go four Amos. And the Yisrael Machlokes, we said, was what's the sheer Mavui? The minimal Mavui is four Amos according to Abaye. According to Rav Yosef, no. It's four Tvachim is enough. The Gemara had a Kasha. One of the Kashas that Abaye attempted to bring a riot to Ishita is that it says that a Mavui has to be open to two Chatzeres. You can't have a minimal of two Chatzeres if it's only a square of four Tvachim. Like Rashi explains, every chotzer has to have ptzimin, has to have a door frame. It can't be porutz if it's exactly four. So the Gemara brings different echatimtzes. First, the Gemara attempts to say that it's four in depth, but in width, it's ten. So it's shaykh to have two chatzeres coming out with a little thin panel right in front of the doorway when you come in. The Gemara says that's not called a mavui, has to be orko yesal chavoy. It comes out in Maskonis HaGemara that we're talking about a Karen Zovis. So a Karen Zovis, it's shaykh to have two chatzeres coming out of the area, even though it's four tefachim. But what's a bias raya that you have to have four amos for a shem mavui? And that's what the Gemara's final raya was, that lechi haboilet mi doifne shel mavui. Lechi, that comes out of a doifne of a mavui. But let's say that lechi is not just a regular vertical 2x4. It's come out a whole wall that comes out. So if it's less than four amos, it's still called a lechi. Once that panel, which was supposed to be just a vertical pole, became four amos protruding out of the entrance of the mavui. So it's yotza mishem lechi becomes a mavui. So you need another lechi on the other side of that entrance instead. Zokt Abaye, Gvalde Garayi, we see four amos is a sheer mavui. And that Rav Yosef says, lo'olam four amos is not what you need to make it a mavui. Four tefachim is. But to remove the status of the original lechi, four amos is mafkir the shem lechi. That's where we left off. Zog the Gemara, two lines from the bottom, daf heom et beiz. Gufa, omar omi bachom, omar av huna. Lechi haboilet mi doip neshal movui. So Rashi, the bottom, Rashi says the bottom line, letoik roichav amovui, v'loi nasis shom l'shem lechi. It wasn't built as a lechi. If something is built as a lechi, so then it would retain the status of lechi, even if it's wider than four. It's talking about that it happens to be part of a structure of the building, happens to be protruding out. It was left over there when you enter. So maybe now this should be considered a lechi. So that depends how long that structure is protruding out, how much into the entrance of the mavui. So Rashi elohoytzi b'vinyonimi bepas beisoy kedech shoytzi mishum chizuk. So there's something sticking out to strengthen the building. But the point is, it's boiling me doif shamavoy. Zog the modaf heomet beiz. Pochois mi arba amois. If this lechi that's protruding is less than four amos, need a mishum lechi. So it has a status of a shem lechi. Vein zog lechi achel atiroi. You do not need another lechi on the other side of the entrance. However, dalad amos, if it's already dalad amos protruding, so nidon mishum mavoy. So it's like the mavoy now, it turned into an L shape. The Mavi was straight, right? Like the dead end street. And then suddenly the Mavi turns. So it's a Mavi that's like an L. So you need another Lechi on the other side of that entrance. So Lechi Achel Atiroi. And that was Abaye's Raya, that his sheer Mavi is Dalad Amos. Now, Rashi over here, Bavoran's on the top, and he says that, again, he says, Pochas mi Dalad Amos, you don't need another Lechi. Like we said in Omer Aleph, it wasn't built as a lechi. The kaimelon hilchas ekabai belechi amin be'elav de kosher. Abaye holds lechi ha'oimed me'elov. That means a lechi that is not built as a lechi. It just happens to turn into a lechi on its own. Is kosher. Because the yisod in Abaye is lechi mishum mechitza. Now mishum hacker. If it's as hacker, meaning the yisod of it is hacker, so you have to have a yediyah. It has to be made for a lechi, as a reminder. But if lechi is mishum mechitza, then even if it's oinim in me'elov, even if on its own, it happens to be there. So that's what we taka hold. Kaim lo kabaya, lechi abo me'elov, even if he didn't do a ma'isa b'yadayim. By heck, you need to do a ma'isa b'yadayim. Otherwise, what's the reminder? But if it's me'elov, it's called a lechi. So it's if it's less than dalal amis, even though it wasn't made l'shem lechi, it's called a lechi, because lechi or me'elov is a lechi. Now it's muchach that we're going according to Abaya, that oimin me'elov is a lechi. Because if it's built as a lechi, then yoisim midalad amis, it would not lose the status of a lechi. Just because I made something bigger, it's not a lechi. If something narrow is a lechi, so if I make a long one, it's not a lechi, why should it not be a lechi? So it's a raya, a clear raya, that it has to be talking about that it's oimin me'elov. It wasn't built with the intent. Because if it's built with intent, why should it suddenly lose the status just because I made it longer? It's a lechi. It's meant for a lechi. Rashi brings that raya. So the next Rashi, dalad amis. Since usually a movi is dalad amis, umiki movi hochanami nofik mitoras lechi. It leaves the status of a lechi. If you would have made it as a lechi, have a kosher, even though it's more than dalad, just because you made it wider, it's not worse than a regular lechi. Since it wasn't built as a lechi, it would just protrude it on its own. So weak with the machshava cannot make it now that it's not a koisel. It's a koisel. It wasn't built as a lechi. So kozman's less than dalad. We look at it lechi more than me'elov. But once it's more than that, it's a koisel. V'leshavi lechi, we can't do b'machshava. The chemed and nofkni b'teres lechi. Since it left the status of a lechi, v'nimtza she'en tikul amavi zeh, you need another lechi. V'tzoch lechi achalatir amavui. Alma, that was Abaye's Ryan Amad Aleph. Miriktoni, the bots me dalaramas, lavamovui, lafukimiteras lechi, shmami no hexamovi dalaramas. From the fact that what? That less than dalaramas, it's not called a movui to be moitsimiteras lechi, it's a raya hexamovi, is dalaramas. That was Abaye's Ryan. And Rav Yosef was matcha, no, loilam movui is dalatvachim, but to be moitsimite lechi, that you need dalaramas. So Rashi starts off and he says that the sugi is only according to Abaye that lechi oin me'elov is kosher, that means lechi mishum mechitza. And by oin me'elov, we differentiate between pochas midalad and yoisim midalad. But mishum heker, oin me'elov wouldn't work. If it's lechi mishum heker, so then now true, lechi mishum mechitza, we said, is also a heker. We'll see in Tosis over here, clearly it says so over here. There's the Tosis. But if it's mishum heker specifically, then it cannot be that it's me'elov, that it's going to be a reminder if it's me'elov. Only mishum mechitza, so then you can say it's a mechitza b'metzias. Al-Kaponim, that was Abaye's Raya, and that's this Gemara that we're saying, you need another lechi. Now, Tosis over here, the second Tosis says the Yesoid that the Kuli Alma, even Mishum Mechitza, it also works as Hekka. Arba Amas Dina Mishum Ovui. Afilu Lamanda Omar Lechi Mishum Mechitza. Dalad Amas, it becomes a new Movui. Even though Lechi Mishum Mechitza, so then Fakert, if Lechi Mishum Mechitza means you're creating a wall. So the bigger the wall is, the more of a Mechitza it is. Why should it be Megare in the shame Lechi Mishum Mechitza? Just because it's Dalad Amas, Adarabba. You're looking to create Mechitza. So the wider it is, the more of a Koisel, the better it is. This is the famous Tosis that we're showing him bring. That even a man, you need a bit of a hacker. So you need a hacker too. So that's why when it's Dalal Amis, it's very loses that shame hacker. Because it doesn't appear so. When you place it as a lechi, according to Rashi, it works even if there's no hacker. Because you placed it as a lechi, even if it's wider, we said if you place it, then it doesn't make a difference as dalad amis. That's different. When you even the madomish mechitza, if you place it as a lechi, everyone knows about it. You see what this guy did? He built this thing protruding from his building as a hekera. So it's a heker, even if it's more than dalad amis. Now the Gemara has the following question. Zok the Gemara, the third line, Oysoy lechi heichon ma'amidoy. When we said when the lechi is wider than four amas, you have to book it place another lechi on the other side. Where do you place it? We said already on the other side. But now the Gemara says, where do you place this other lechi? The Gemara just says, tzorich lechi achel atiroi. Where do you place this other lechi? Zog the Gemara, idem mukilo b'hadei. If you put it right next to this koisel that's protruding, just sticking on another extension, oy sufu de komoisev alei. Then what are you doing? You're just making the koisel even bigger. We don't see a lechi at all. The question is that l'chayra adarabba. We just said in Rashi that if you do l'shem lechi, then it could be wider than dalad. So if you're placing it as a lechi, so what's the problem that it's connected to the previous koisel that protruded? I'm doing a l'shem lechi. Zok de goyan kever gishmak. He says you're right. L'shem lechi, then it could be dalad amis. But if it's sticking to the original dalad amis that was protruding not l'shem lechi, then it's bottled to that, and then it's not going to be considered that it's a shame lechi because you did it a shame lechi. Because since it's an extension, it's like an extension of that original koisel, so Mela, it's going to be looked upon as a hemshech, as a continuation of that original koisel. And that original koisel, which was a lechi, which was me'elov, is not going to be considered, that was Yosef Midalot, that's not a lechi. So this extension is not a lechi either, even though it's a shame lechi. Yes, when you place the shame lechi, it could be more than dalet, like we said in Rashi. Because once you do the shame lechi, it should be gora because you make it bigger. But if it's an extension of that original thing, which not, so then we don't look at this as a lechi, even though you place the shame lechi, we look at it as an extension of the koisel. So it can't be just touching onto the original koisel. Omra Papa, the mukleli idich gisa. You place it on the other side, like we said originally. There's an entrance. One entrance has a koisel that's protruding, which was supposed to be a lechi me'elov, but it was more than dalet amos. You can't stick it onto that. You place it on the left side, on the other side. Leidich gisa. Zok di gemara. Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua Omar. Another teretz. Afilu temi de mukleli behadei. Lo'olim, you can place it next to the original lechi that was boiled with midoyf neshamavui. The mitvi bay or the miftze bay? You make it a drop higher or drop lower. So Mela, it stands out. The whole vart, like we said in the Gon Yankov, is that it's bottled to that koisel and becomes like an extension of that koisel. Once it's different, Zog Rashi, it's gavoya oy namuch, so then it's not an extension. Then we look at it as a lechi, even though it's touching that original thing that's protruding out. Inami Zog Rashi, ov mimenu, dak mimenu, it could be thicker, it could be thinner, meaning one of them is nirim bachut, nirim bifnim, thicker or thinner. So it stands out. Other Rishonim say it could be different material. This is made out of wood and this is made out of plastic. So it's also different. As long as it's not considered an extension, that's another echatimtza that could be sticking to that original koisel. Zog de Gemara, Omer Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua. Comes Rav Huna b'reid Yeshua, says a gevaldig yesoid. Lo yamoron. This din that we're saying that Pochos midalad ames, it's a lechi. Yois midalad ames, you need another lechi latiroi. Lo yamoron ela b'movi shmoina. If the movi itself, the entrance of the movi, was 8 ames or more, so then talad ames, it's not called a lechi anymore. Avo b'movi shiva, but let's say the whole movi was all in total only 7 ames, and now even if you have talad ames, this lechi that's talad ames. True, it's not a lechi. It's still mutter. You know why the movi is mutter? Niter be'oymed merubah l'porutz. Oymed merubah means you have a majority of closed off, and a minority is porutz, is open. If the whole thing is 7 amos, the whole entrance, and 4 of it is considered a koisel, even though it's a dalet amos, it's not a lechi anymore, but it's a koisel. Well, 4 koisel, how much is left over open? 3. So you have a majority, oymed merubah l'porutz. Oymed merubah l'porutz is a mechitza be'etzem. So if it's a mechitza be'etzem, you close off the mavui. So mele, if it's this whole nidin of yoyse midalad ames tzoch lechi achal atiroi is only by 8 or more. But if it's 7, if it's less than 8, so then you already have oymed merubah l'porutz. Zog the Gemara, how do we know this din of oymed merubah l'porutz? V'kal v'choymeh mi'chotzer. Chotzer is not a mavui. What's the din by chotzer? Uma chotzer she'en in iteres b'lechi v'koyre. This din of lechi and koyre is a chiddush, a kula that we say by mavui. Chotzer, later on we'll see, a chotzer is not nitter with a lechi and a koyre. A chotzer needs a pass of dalet tvachim. Lechi and koyre could be one tefach. But a chotzer needs more than that. So chotzer is more chomer than lechi, than mavui. And yet by chotzer we find, even though it's not nitter b'lechi v'koyre, It's the teres ba'oy merub ala porutz. Oy merub ala porutz helps my chotzer. As a matter of fact, you can have the whole chotzer, all dalat tfanis, Rashi Taisa says, be considered oy merub ala porutz. It's a mechitza. So if mechitza helps my chotzer, even though it's mechomer, that lechin kari doesn't work. So Mavi shenita belechi v'koyde. Mavi has a kula that you don't need a pass of dalat tvachim. Lechin kari, even one tefach is good to be matted the mavui. And it didn't need to be oimer rub ala poritz. So for sure, oimer rub ala poritz should work. So oimer rub ala poritz should work. If it's less than ches, you automatically have oimer rub ala poritz, and you would not require another lechi, even though this lechi that we placed was protruding is yoyse midalad. Azoy zok the gemara the raya. Now, of them, fact the gemara as follows: mal chotzer shekem pitzosay be'eser. Meaning, you know why chotzer oimer merub ala poritz works? Because chotzer has another kula that lechi, that mavui doesn't have. What's called a pirtza? When is it called poritz? It's only called poritz when it's 10 amas open. Or Rashi says, if it's poritz b'miluyoy, even if it's less than 10, but the whole wall is open. There's no wall at all. Even if it's 8, but if there's no other wall besides that, if it's a smaller area. So, By a chotzer, it's only considered porutz by 10 amos, or the whole wall is off. But 10 amos makes it porutz. Pitzosi be'eser. Toima be'movui, she pitzosi be'arba. Right now we're holding that a pirtza of a movui is not be'eser. A pirtza of a movui is more chomur. So maybe when does oimer merub ala porutz work? By the area of chotzer, which is more kal, because a pirtza is only till 10. Mashenke movui, where the pirtza is less, it's arba. So maybe over there, oimer ruba would not work. You don't say this kula of oimer ruba that is considered oimed. Avdem zok the gemara, kosov ravuna breid rav Yeshua. Ravuna breid rav Yeshua is the one that said, lo yishon ala b'movi shmoina, but movi shiva, you have oimer ruba ala poritz. Ravuna breid rav Yeshua is of the opinion that movi nami pitzosi be'eser. The pirtz of a movi is also 10. So there's no kula in chotzer over movi. So merely you have the kavah chomer, ma the chotzer, which is more chomer, which doesn't have the het of lechin kara, but rather pass dalat tvachim. And yet, oimer merubah works. Kol shekein mavui, which has the het of lechin kara, for sure, oimer merubah works. Zog the gemara, leman kam rinon, lerav huna. Who is the one that said the original statement on Amud Aleph? Guf om roim bacham om rav huna, that lechi aboyle midoib nesho mavui, less than dalat amas, it's a lechi, more than dalat, you need another one. Rav Huna is of the opinion that appears is bedalat. So you do have a kula that you find in chotzer of a mavui. So mele you won't have a kong Rav Huna. The din of oimer ruba kolshkein should work by mavui. So yes, Rav Huna b'Rav Shua holds 10, but Rav Huna is the one that says the statement. Zok the Gemara leman kamrinon leRav Huna. Ravuna pitzos bedalat sviralei. Ravuna himself holds the pierce of a mob is only dalat, so it's more chomer than chotzer. So you don't have the kol shekein, the kavach chomer, that it should work. Oy merub ala poritz. Zog the Gemara, Ravuna bereid Rav Shua time the nafshek omar. Ravuna bereid Rav Shua that says, lo shonu elo, when it's shmoina or more, but if it's shiva, you have oy merub ala poritz, is his own reasoning. Not according to Ravuna. According to Ravuna, maybe you don't have oy merub ala poritz. That's Ravuna bereid Rav Shua saying so. And like Rashi points out, Rashi around 10 lines from the bottom, time of the nafshe komar, v'ochi komar, b'movu yishmoyna, komistave milse ravuna. When it's a movu yishmoyna, 8 or more, so then Rav Huna's words are correct, you need another lechi. And that's what I agree, Rav Huna says that by shmoyna. But ava b'movu yishiva, I am talking now. I hold oy merub ala poritz when it's movi shiva. Lo mistave kavosei. Then I don't hold like Rav Huna. They need another lechi. I hold oy merub works. The ikal mishra bekavu choyma. Then you don't need another one because you have a kavu choyma that oy merub works from a kavu choyma from chotzer. Yes, Rav Huna himself doesn't have a kavu choyma chotzer. He doesn't have a kavu choyma chotzer. But by movi shiva, I have a kavu choyma. By movi shiva, Rav Huna himself would hold if it's dalat amos. You still would need another lechi. You don't say oy merub. I myself, Rav Huna b'Rav Shua, hold the oimer merub ala poritz, a kavach oimer from chotzer, because I take hold the pirtza. It's the same kula as chotzer. Pirtza is be'eser. Now Rashi bavorns earlier, and he says, we know that a chotzer, a pass works. That means dalat tvachim. So, fregt Rashi, ein adin she'anita b'oimer merub ala poritz, umi umovish moina by when it's 8 amos, even though the Kal V'Chomer, you can be matirid also, because Yosef Ma'arba Tvachim have a high pass. True, once it's four Tvachim, it becomes a pass. And Chotz is Mishtari B'Pass. So mainly you have a Kal V'Chomer. Mad Chotzer, which is more Chomer. It doesn't have a Lechi V'Koyre. You have it in pass. So even though it's Smoina, Eiron of Oyim Aluba, but let it remain as a pass. Zoktais Rashi. Came the loudest shame lechi ukva, below the shame tikum pass, ki hechdel yotzimitar is lechi, just like when it's dalar amas, it's not a lechi anymore, so too it's not a pass anymore, it's yotzimitar is pass. Now, so basically we're saying, and Achorinim say this, explained this, the Stipler and others, that a pass would not help by a mavui. By a chotzer, we need a din mechitza, like we said, even all four sides mechitza would help. So then you have oime meruba, and who had din, you have a din mechitza, you have a pass, it would help also. But by Movui, do a makel with a lechi. That means lechi is a hecker, or it's a mechitza. But the point is, even in Mechitza Mechitza, we said it's a hecker. But since Movui needs this hecker of either a hecker of lechi, or a mechitza of lechi, which is also a hecker, but it needs a hecker, so a mele, it needs the heter of a lechi. It doesn't work that it didn't pass. So a mele, and the reason is, Dr. Stipler, because after all, a Movui is a place that more people use than a chotzer. It's a makom of rabbim. It's a dead end street. So you need a more of a hecker. Mashenken mechitza helps for a chotzer. These are fundamental difference. The mechitza is a din in chotzer. Movri needs a din of a hecker, so it needs a lechi. Chotzer is less used, so mele yitaka, you can have a din mechitza. But the Gemara's kasha was that oime meruba should work. Not all four sides, one side. Oime meruba should work that it's a shafa din mechitza. Now that's a chiddush because be'etzem movri. By chotzer we say mechitzas work. By a mavui we said you need a lechi. So the Gemara's kasha was because chomer the mechitza should work as oimen meruba leparutz. Reb Chaim says and the other Achrayim say oimen meruba is a mechitza deraisa. Oimen meruba is a mechitza. It's a din mechitza. So if it's a din mechitza, so that the chiddush is because chomer it should work by mavui too. It's a chiddush because kavu chomer you have to come out to this chiddush b'tzad kavu chomer because mavui there's a. Then hecker you need, lechi v'koyra. Who says mechitza works? That you need a kavachomer from chotzer, that mechitza works. By chotzer, mechitzas work even down all four sides. By chotzer, that is. But by movi, it doesn't work as mechitza. So yes, mechitza, oimer v'rub is a din mechitza the reisa. But mechitza itself is a chiddush by movi. So that taki learn from a kavachomer, that in place of a lechi v'koyra, mechitza should also work. My father brings in a sefer, Pnei Aryeh, on Erevin. He says what he heard from a blazer Plachinsky, one of the biggest Talmidim of the Chazon Ish. He said, even the Chazon Ish that said, that we mentioned earlier, that by Delis, you still need a Delis, you have a door, you still need a Tzuas HaPesach, and that's when people have driveways, they have doors that swing open. That's a Delis Roil and all. According to Chazon Ish, every Delis needs a Tzuas HaPesach, lechi and a karagabeim, so that's why they build a pole with a string. Even though you have a door that swings open, right? Zogt Blazer Paczynski, the Chazon Ish never said that when you have oimen meruba leparutz. That means if you have, let's say, a row of homes or the complex itself is oimen meruba leparutz, which according to Reb Chaim, like we're saying, the Chaim say is a mechitza deraisa. Over there, he'd never required a delas a tzuas haPesach. You don't need a lechi nekoira, which is a big chiddush. Pashtas, everyone understands the Chazon Ish. That it means that Delis, even Delis Roili Nol, always needs a Tzuas HaPesach. So you build by a driveway, you always build a Tzuas HaPesach. Even if you have a gate that swings open, Delis Roili Nol. Because you need a Tzuas HaPesach. Zokta Blazer Pashinsky, that it kung to Chazon Ish, he either heard it from him, or that's how he understood it. Oymed Meruba, which is Mechitza Deraisa, even the Chazon Ish says you don't need a Tzuas HaPesach. Because Oymed Meruba is a Mechitza Be'etzim. So meanwhile, we have two terutzim. Where do you place this lechi? Again, lechi abolim yidoyf neshal movu. If the lechi is wider than dalet, you need another lechi. Where do you place this other lechi? Either you place it on the other side, or you place it next to it. Next to it, l'chayr, it's just an extension. Either it's taller, lower, wider, thinner, or a different material, like some want to say. But upon him, it's shach to be placed next to it. Now, Rav Huna Beder Rav Shua said, this whole yisoid is only by shmoina. But if it's less than eight, l'shitosoy, Oymed meruba leparutz doesn't need a lechi. The chiddush din that you matter the movi without lechi. You matter the movi with oymed meruba leparutz. That's a chiddush din in movi. Till now we always learn movi is only nitta belechi. You can be matter a movie without lacking kara. Either din of oim and merub ala poets, which the kavachom from chotzer. Zog the gemara, the last gemara. Rav Ashi Omar, afilu tem b'movi shmoina, nami lo tzoch lechi. Even if it's eight, even if it's not oim and merub ala poets, and the lechi itself is dalad, you still don't need another lechi. Why not? Manavshech says a gavaldig cheshmen. If you have exactly eight, right? So, or even if you have more than eight. The point is, e oimid nafish, if you have more oimid, by eight, let's say exactly eight. E oimid nafish, if you have more oimid, that means the oimid part is 4.1. The poets part is 3.9. So then you mutter als oimid nita ba oimid gubala poets. V poets nafish, and let's say the open part is 4.1 and the enclosed part is 3.9. So then it's weiter mutter, because then it's considered a lechi. It's only yotzi b'teres lechi when it's four. Maman of shech. If it's exactly eight, you don't have to say that it's dafka less than eight, you have oimer ruba. By eight, it's maman of shech mutter. If the oimid is 4.1, so then it's oimer ruba la poruts. If the oimid part is 3.9, then it's weiter lechi, because it's not yotzi b'teres lechi only when it's four. So maman of shech, it's going to be mutter. Zakti umare, e oimid nafish, nita baimu al poets, e poets nafish, nita mishum lechi. My amit, what are you going to tell me? Efshal tzamtem, it's exactly eight, and one side is four, and the other side is four to who? My amit, the shovet avayu ki adodi, havele sofik divrein. So it's a sofik if you're mitzamtem, if it's exactly four, or if it's 3.9 or 4.1. So if it's 4.1 or 3.9, we're good to go. Either oimid meruba or shem lechi. Elamai have a sofik, maybe it's exactly four, and if it's four, it's not a lechi, and you don't have oimid meruba? Sofik divreim lahakel. The whole carrying in his mobi is the drabon of the kedin. Sofik drabon the kula. So by eight exactly, you also are good to go because meman of shech. Either it's a lechi if it's less than four, or it's oy meruba if it's more than four, and if it's exactly four, it's a sofik. Sofik divreim you go to kula. So exactly eight, it's also not a problem. And Tosis points out, we're going now that porutz ko'oymed is also, this has a kasha. Typically, poets koimid is mutter. If poets koimid is mutter, then you don't have to come on to oimid meruba la poets. Equal is also mutter. Teretz is, we're going down the tzad that poets koimid is also. So then you have to come on to the din of sofik divreim lahakel. But the point is, we see over here, efshel letzamtzem by something that's bidei odom. Bidei odom, you can be mitzamtzem. And we're going down the tzad, using this as an equation of the sofik of efshel letzamtzem, and it would taka be mutter. Because if it's eight, it's mutter. If it's less than four, it's mutter. If it's more than four, it's mutter. As oimer ruba, less than four, it's mutter as lechi. Exactly four, then it's also mutter. Because the suffix, if it's four, we don't know for sure. Suffix divrei lahakel. So either way, it's mutter. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the homage.